The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome into a special edition of BGN Radio. This, of course, is brought to you by SB Nation, home of a wonderful family of team brand podcasts, and of course, by Bleeding Green Nation, the largest, most comprehensive, highest rated, and most downloaded Eagles and team brand podcast in the world. We've got an absolutely loaded week of shows for Dallas Week, and mixed in with our normal batch of review and preview shows, we have a special guest for you today. You may have heard of this guy before. He is a former Eagle, Chris Long. He joined me for a quick chat about the Eagles, what he's been up to, his partnership with the Crown Royal Water Break, and more. Before we get to that, if you're new to the feed, or even if you aren't, we'd love it if you smash the subscribe button to continue getting the best Eagles analysis in the game. And if you can find it in your heart, go to Apple Podcasts and leave 5 stars along with a review about what you like and what you don't. We truly value the feedback and support. We've been setting records every month, so we know that you're doing your part in letting all your fellow Eagles fans friends know about us, and we appreciate that. All right, enough of that. You came here to listen to what Chris Long had to say about the Eagles, so let's kick it over to that conversation right now. Chris, brother, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing really well. Chris, before we get into what you got going on with Crown Royal and, of course, some Eagles questions, you want to go ahead and plug what you've got going on the media side of things?
You know, when I was a player for a long time, I kind of had this dissatisfaction with the way, you know, sports media in general. I mean, there's good sources and platforms, but I thought that players didn't have, you know, as much of an authentic voice, and that there was a lot of sensationalism all over the place and not enough nuance and context. And you know, for me, I wanted to build a platform that could provide a lot of that for players and brand, for whatever my brand is. I've never been a brand obsessed athlete. I've kind of just, you know, said what I wanted, did what I wanted. And I want more athletes like that to sign on board and curate funny, edgy, informative, nuanced content. So, you know, we'll have podcasts, we'll have docuseries, we'll have a lot of fan interaction. And we'll be helping to, you know, build sort of a community. So I'm excited to kind of get into that side of things. And I'm staying very busy right now. I'll have my show that's like a football show twice a week. And then we'll have like this longer form interview show called The Fishbowl that's coming out next week, and a bunch of curated content from other athletes and influencers around our leagues. And it's not going to be just me. I don't want it to be that at all.
I like that. So along with the TV show and the podcast and everything you got going on, would you tell the listeners about how they can have the ultimate game day experience with the Crown Royal Water Break?
Well, I love the Crown Royal Water Break, as my friends in Philly call it. It's been awesome working with Crown. They've worked with me on my Water Boys stuff, which is our clean water initiative. I don't know if Philly fans are familiar with. Crown's backed me on that. And they've been working on this Water Break initiative for a couple of years now with the league, and a lot of good has come out of it. And I think one of the coolest things is just encouraging fans to hydrate. You know, have a glass of water between cocktails. I was joking with somebody earlier that, you know, north of 30, it definitely helps. And it helps for young people too, because nobody wants to be that guy or that girl at an NFL game. We all know what that looks like when you've had too much to drink and you're drinking irresponsibly. So love Crown. Used to drink Crown Apple with my D-line guys in St. Louis. That was a weekly post game occurrence, and I love their product. I love their kind of their social responsibility they're taking on, and they're great partners.
Yeah, Chris, I'm 35. I definitely understand the need to hydrate these things.
You gotta mix them in. Yeah.
So now that you're part of the viewing public on Sundays, what's it like for you experiencing football from that angle and all that comes with it, including seeing all of the terrible Twitter timeline takes and interacting with people during the games?
Well, you know, as far as Twitter's concerned, now I can actually comment on stuff and be like, well, actually, this is what happened. Whereas when you're a player, I felt like I could speak out about most things, but I couldn't really talk about football. Like if I saw something around the league, I can't create bulletin board material and, you know, correct somebody on a bad take or, you know, kind of interject my own opinion. So it's kind of liberating from that sense. But for me, it's a grind. I mean, like doing all this right now and then also on Sundays watching football to be ready for my Ringer podcast show with Ryan Russo on Mondays. You know, everything I do, I try to do it 100%. So like, I don't want to mail it in and watch like half the game or, you know, just read the press clippings. I really do try to watch as many as I can. And what I'm realizing is how difficult that is. You know, how do you attack it? Red zone? Do you have one on your computer? Do you have two TVs? It's kind of like playing. It's like learning a skill. And, for me, it's been fun. I still enjoy watching college football more than I enjoy watching pro football, but I'm learning. So
if I can give you a tip, I love to do, like, if the Eagles aren't playing, I'll do red zone, and then the next day I'll run through every game with the condensed version, and then I'll go into the coach's film if I see something. But I think that's a good way. So hopefully that tip helps you out.
Yeah, it does. The condensed stuff is great. Yeah. You know, it's hard because me and Ryan tape probably about noon. So for me, it's like, if I'm going to stay up and watch a Sunday night game, I got to be up pretty early on Monday. And yeah, coming off some of these civilian weekends, it can be hard to, because you want to get some sleep on Sunday night.
I'm telling you, it's rough, man. Hey, so look, you know, I got to ask the question, and I know you've answered it multiple times in multiple different ways. So I apologize for this, but for those that don't know, is the door open for, because you sound pretty satisfied with what you got going on after football, but is the door still open? And this is totally random, but like, say a team like the Eagles came calling.
Yeah, the Eagles. I like the Eagles. listen, I think my situation was very interesting, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm not like ever closing the door on football. I mean, like, listen, I could be 38 and if I feel good, like I can go kick somebody's ass, like, and somebody called and it was the right situation. I consider it, but I love what I have going on right now. And like I said, last off season, I was all in to do a couple more. I was playing well enough to do a couple more and I feel good physically, but, the situation just wasn't agreeable in the one place I wanted to play. And rather than going to play somewhere else, I just said, you know what? I've always wanted to retire earlier than late, and this would classify as early the way I turn on my tape and look at it and look at my options. So, listen, there was one place I really wanted to play, like I said, and that was Philly, and you know, there were some other ideas. So it just kind of is what it is.
Apologies for the interruption, but we do have some quick bills to pay. We will be right back with more of my conversation with Chris Long right after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant, super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, We provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
You know, having played with young guys like Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat, both recent draft picks by the Eagles, what have you seen from them from a development standpoint up to where we are now with them?
Well, I really like I like them both a lot. I think Derek obviously has a lot of pressure on him being a first round pick. I'm familiar with that. I also think it can be unrealistic to ask a guy to be, you know, immediately a double digit sack guy in the league. I think Derek has played well. And, you know, to get a guy like that in the middle of the first round who can play for a decade and be, a consistent contributor on your D-line who's disruptive in the run game and rushing the passer, that's not a loss in the first round to me. And I think he's a guy who can be in that 8 to 10 sack region on any given year. I think it's hard to evaluate these young rushers without the coverage being, you know, where we want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been injuries at corner. There's young guys trying to work in. Everybody knows that. But I think what people don't understand is how much the rush and coverage marry together. And when you look at it, I've watched film of Josh Sweat. I think he's unbelievably gifted. He needs reps. And, you know, also I know that it's, you know, he's got the knee thing coming out of college. I don't know how he feels this year, but I thought he did a good job battling through that last year. And if he can manage that and get the reps he needs to grow as a player, he can be really, really good too. And as you can see, kicking Brandon Graham inside pays dividends. He's a great inside rusher.
I agree on Sweat there, and I agree there's a disconnect with the Eagles right now between the pass coverage and the pass rush. And recently, Malcolm Jenkins said that this game isn't for suckers, referring to some or one of the cornerbacks. What kind of voice does Malcolm have in the locker room with those younger guys?
Well, you know, it really helps to have Malcolm in a room like that. I know it's not what Malcolm wants to do, ideally, is kind of be a babysitter by virtue of being about a decade older than some of these guys. But he's got good guys in his room. Listen, you know, Rasul Douglas, he's made his fair share of mistakes. But guys like that, you can win with them because they'll compete. And, you know, I know he's not the only one in that room that's competitive. And I think Malcolm's whole thing is as long as you're competing, we can work through the mistakes.
Yeah.
And I've seen Sidney come down and stick his head in there and try to get involved in the run game, which is really admirable for corners. I've seen, you know, Jalen Mills grind back from injuries. You know, Darby's had his share of injuries. Like he's had to show perseverance through. You know, I love Maddox, his whole, the way he approaches everything. You know, it was really scary. And which game was it that he got hurt? I think it was Green Bay, right?
Or yeah, what game? It was Green Bay, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, a lot of young guys that all have room to grow, and Malcolm is a big part of that. Malcolm is the first guy you'd want in that meeting room and on the field to help groom those guys as pros.
Going back to you, what's your favorite pass rush move that you tried at some point in your career but you could never quite get it to hit on game day? Did you struggle with a specific one that you really wanted to pull off?
Yeah, well, when I was in St. Louis, I was always, I don't think people really know the first thing about how I rush, but I was always a guy who relied on speed and then power. I mean, those things married up for me early in my career with speed, and then later in my career was a little bit more power. There was one move that I really enjoyed watching people hit, and that's a chop club. I really liked watching Robert Quinn hit the chop club in St. Louis. You know, we had some really good D lines, you know, years where I was at 9, Rob's at 19, and we've got 3-4 guys with 5 to 7 sacks. They were impressive groups, and watching Rob Quinn especially rush every day and hit that chop club, it was automatic. But I get out there and do it, and my body just doesn't work the same way. So It would be the Chop Club for me.
Last question for you, and I'll let you get out of here. I know you're a busy man, but Chris, your clone shows up at your doorstep right now. What do you do with him? What's your plan of action there?
Man, my plan of action?
Yeah.
He's going to hang out at my house, and I'm going to go, like, do all the stuff I want to do, like, you know, travel the world a little bit. Probably.
You trust him to take over your life and not try to take it over completely?
Yeah, well, is he like a clone?
Like, he's exactly like you. Like, they took you and they just replicated you, and he's standing right next to you. Do you trust that guy?
I just have him on deck. Like, listen, if I want to go out and have a beer, like, with my buddies, I'm going to, or a nice glass of Crown, I'm going to tell my clone to just sit here for a little bit, put the kids to bed, and, you know, and go grab dinner for the family, and I'll go out to the bar, or, you know, put him in situations I don't want to be in. If I have a meeting I don't want to go to, he's going to go to the meeting.
All right.
Not that I don't like putting my kids to bed. I love putting my kids to bed. Don't get the wrong idea. But, you know, every now and again, you need your clone to step in and do your you know, chores and duties around the house.
Just make sure he gets his too, so he doesn't get all disgruntled on you and turn on you, because that would be a bad scene.
That would be a tough scene.
All right, Chris, I'm gonna let you go. I really appreciate you coming on here to talk with us, brother.
Thanks, dude. See you.
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.